welcome to the DDD podcast. This is an emergency broadcast from the KORN emergency broadcast station or something like that.
Okay, corn.
I didn't have an epiphany because David Ray and I talked about this prior, but I just wanted to say something and record it. Anybody listening, everybody should go out to freeconferencing.com and get an account, a free conferencing phone number, and anytime they get pulled over by a cop, they have their free conferencing deal on speed dial. You can, comma or the letter P for the space between. So you program the phone number.
It's phone dependent. It depends on your phone.
This phone,
I think, requires P's. Most phones require a comma.
Right. Mine requires a comma. But David Ray's old phone required the letter P.
Oh, yeah, that's right. This phone requires a comma also.
So what you do is you put in the phone number, and then you put in a one or two commas, which will pause, and then you put in the extension, and then you put in another comma or two, and then you put in *9, comma, and then the one, option one. Program that into your phone. And then anytime you get pulled over by the cops, you put it on, you basically speed dial that, and you record everything on your free conferencing. So if they confiscate your phone or anything, you've got it all documented. Up until they shut your phone off. So you have evidence of any misconduct when you get pulled over by New World Order, slave enforcement officer.
They have been known to pull chips out of phones and break them and to go through your phone and just do a factory reset and erase everything. So you lose your phone numbers and everything when they do that.
Right. But if you do this, it records it on the internet and they don't have a chance to destroy your data unless they hack your free conferencing account and do it that way.
Yeah, but they're not likely to be smart enough to catch on to what you've done.
So. Correct. So I just wanted to put that out there. I got pulled over a couple days ago, and I forgot to do it. But I'm going to try to remember to do that. Even though they charged me to call my own, T-Mobile charges me to call my own podcast, in that case, it would be worth it.
Yep. It's only pennies for the call, but...
Yeah, it's a penny a minute.
So that cop could cost you... If he held you there for an hour, he could cost you $1.20? That's outrageous.
Well, yeah, it's $1.20 to CYOA. And...
Yeah, how many of you buy shirts and don't even balk at it?
Right.
So, guarantee that's more than a penny a minute.
Yeah, well, yeah, if you don't have any documentation in there, it's their word against yours. But it could cost you a lot more than a penny a minute.
Just be sure to tell the cop you're being recorded.
Yep. I don't
anything you say will and can and will be used against you in a court of law.
I don't know that you have to notify them anymore because they don't notify you that you're being recorded and they're recording you.
Yep.
So, yeah. I don't know. But, yeah. You can let them know they're being recorded if you want to.
Well,
you have to talk to a lawyer because I think that varies from state to state.
Yeah, I've seen cases out in California where cops have stated that their rights were being violated because you were recording them, that they didn't give you permission to record. even though they were recording you.
Right.
It's like, who's the public servant here? Oh, and who's the public? The people? Oh, are you saying I'm not one of the people? Is that your claim here on this recording?
Right.
You know, if I'm your boss, then who makes the rules? Oh. So, as a public servant, you don't get to make the rules.
That's it. And, yeah, you're always throwing at people that, you know, we're, even though they act like they're above the law, but if we are the law, then we would be above the law. So,
yep.
Therefore, we are above the law, as long as we're not causing harm to anyone.
We're not above that law.
Correct.
In your own house, on your own property, you are the law.
Yep.
You know, and, you know, you might argue, well, then the state or the city owns everything else. Like, well, but who owns the state? Who owns the city? It is, in theory, communal property.
Well, yeah, I mean, the state cannot own anything because they don't have any money. Their money is our money. They use our money for everything.
And they spend it inappropriately.
Oh, constantly.
There's nobody to vote for a foreign war, not in masses, especially if their vote required them to pick up their own gun and go overseas and do it themselves.
Right. If they had to do that, they more than likely would.
Which, by the way, I'm all for. If there's a cause overseas that you're very interested in, you think it's justified to fight a war over there, pack up your gun and get over there.
Right, just don't use my money to do it.
Yeah, don't. Well, you can ask me. I might say, hey, yeah, I hate you. I will fund you $2,000 to get you over there. Now!
Oh, wow, that's true, too. Yeah.
Then again, we're supposed to love even our enemies. I would advise them that, you know, hey, I don't think anything godly will come of it. I don't think it would be in your best interest, and therefore I'm not going to fund it. But... but if you can get yourself over there, more power to you. I hope the Lord's with you.
That's it. Yeah, I'd let Dietrich go over there. I'd probably fund Dietrich.
I would not harm those people that way. I do not hate anybody that much that would dump Dietrich on them.
Yeah.
If I could do it, I would not dump Dietrich on Dietrich. But unfortunately, he can't get away from himself.
Yeah, poor Dana.
Well, Dana could, but, you know.
Well, almost just as bad. But anyways, yeah, get yourself a freeconferencing.com phone number.
So, like, what's that website address?
Freeconferencing.com.
Oh, my, it's that easy.
Yeah, go to freeconferencing.com, sign up, create an account, get a phone number. It's free, and you can have an automatic... you know, depending on, you know, it's not free depending on what phone service you have, but it's cheapconferencing.com. It's freeconferencing.com, but it's cheap depending on, you know, cheap or free depending on who you have as a carrier. And it's a great emergency record, you know, what's going on around you type of thing.
And the nice thing about it, is if you can merge a phone call, once you're doing that, you could call in your legal counsel, or you could even call 911 and have them on the recording as well.
There you go. Well, yeah, because if they don't offer a business card or they don't offer some form of identification, you have the right to call 911. You know, in fact, one time I...
Hello? You still there? I think we lost Kato. Okay, I'm going to hang up. We're going to have to save that discussion for an actual podcast. But yeah, get yourself a freeconference.com account. Pre-program your phone with all the dial-up and stuff. Figure out how your phone does pauses. Kano only uses two pauses. Each pause should be about 2 seconds. I use about 5 of them, actually, for my phone to have the right timing. So you might have to experiment. You know, just have your phone call automatically. And I'll see what I can do about writing up the instructions for doing this up on DavidDavidAndDavid.com. All right. Anyway, have a good day. Talk to you all later.